Now that we're entrenched in the fall playoffs, that also means that winter sports are just around the corner. And at Hastings High School, the girls' hockey season will begin on Monday, October 28th. That'll mark the first practice for not just the Raiders, but new head coach Tim Duggan. Coach Duggan joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to talk about some of the preseason fun, and he first mentioned some things he still has to get done before that first day on the 28th.
Lots. I'm actually headed down today in a little bit. We're going to head down to the rink, Terry and I, another one of my coaches, and we're going to do some things in the locker room and get some things organized. And then we're going to close shop and probably peek in real quick on a 5 minutes of captain's practice going on, and then we'll get out of there. So we're not supposed to be there, I guess. In and out, but we're getting all the equipment. You know, it's all ordered and new stuff and our jerseys from the school and bringing them into the locker room and getting that all set up. All fresh, lots of new equipment, like I said, and just trying to organize that way. And then, of course, meeting with Jordan and Terry next week to really come up with a nice game plan for tryouts, which, again, are less than 2 weeks away. And then, of course, our first week of tryouts on that Friday, we head up to Duluth and do some scrimmages, and then we have at it.
Coach Duggan on the Raider coaching staff that will be in place for the 2019-20 season.
Yeah, I think so, Tuck. We're good. You know, again, there's just going to be three of us on the coaching staff. But so what we're going to do is we're going to meet next week, and then we pretty much already have an idea of what we want to do and how we want to operate, but we just want to fine-tune it and make sure that we got a good plan for ourselves and the kids. We have 4 days, really, of tryouts, but I think what we're going to do is probably just go to 3 days. I think we can handle it in three and then go ahead and make our team and again, get ready for the Duluth scrimmage. Take a look at some other kids up in Duluth at the scrimmage, maybe that we're not quite sure about. And then come Monday of that next week, we're ready to go. So everything's falling into place. We've had plenty of time to talk to each other and organize and get things ready. And, you know, it's a big thing. It's a lot on your plate. And to do the juggling act and keep it all organized, you know, I'm kind of that way anyways. I like detail. I like to be out in front and to, you know, have things in a row. So don't like put it off because then it becomes a problem for everybody. So we're ready. We're good to go. I think the coaches will meet, like I said, next week, and we'll come up with a real good game plan. And then just Monday comes, we're ready.
For girls that want to get involved in Hastings High School hockey, the time to register is now. Coach Duggan explains.
Absolutely. Registration, I think, opened on October 10th for winter registration. And I believe our registration for hockey will close the day before, which will be Sunday, I believe, October 27th at 11 p.m. So there's plenty of time to still register. It's on all of our websites. It's on our Hastings Raiders Athletic website. It's on our girls' website. And we've also put it out there to all the parents and all the kids that will be involved at the high school level and at the U15 level. So, yeah, it's out there. You know, there's still time. There's still a good week and a half to register for high school.
We know there's always a varsity and JV team at the high school level, but with the girls that are left over from varsity and JV, usually the Raiders can have some sort of a U14 or U15 team. And with the numbers this season expected to be high, Coach Duggan talks about how the Raiders can structure this year's program.
It's something that you're going to know more of come, you know, the Wednesday of tryouts. But as of right now, we're blessed with numbers. We have numbers. And I've been in touch with the youth hockey people and actually been on the ice with them a couple times. What we're going to do is we're going to have a U15A team and a U15B team. We'll have a JV team and a varsity team. And we'll have very good numbers at all levels, which is extremely rare right now for girls hockey to have two U15 teams. Very, very rare. So, you know, I've been working with our girls director and our director of hockey with the Youth Hockey Association, RJ. He's been fantastic. You know, we've been just back and forth, making sure that the numbers are matching up and that he's going to have enough, I'll have enough. And we just don't want to get in a situation where, you know, I'm leaving him hanging or we're left hanging at the JV level or even at the varsity level. We don't want to, you know, try to get away from the doubling up as far as girls playing two periods here, two periods there, JV or varsity, or you're trying to get away from that. So I think we have the numbers to be able to just strictly have a varsity and a JV team and, you know, occasionally have to move a girl up or down. So we're in a really good spot.
Though Coach Duggan will have just under 2 weeks to think about it, I asked him to tell radio fans what one thing is that he's looking forward to most for that first practice on Monday, October 28th.
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know, man. We've been talking about it all summer, and we know we bring an energy. We bring a real great energy. Mostly, it's, I think, the work ethic. I think we have a coaching staff that will be relentless, will be tireless. You know, I love to do the X's and O's. I like to come home and break down video and not so much do it at the rink to the kids because they get bored with that pretty quick. But I think you got a coaching staff that is into it and is motivated and, again, will work tirelessly to make sure that, you know, we have a good product to put on the ice for everybody. I think think the great thing I told you earlier is about walking in the rink. When you walk in the rink, I mean, anything that happened to me that day is all over. I come in, I'm a happy guy. So as long as those doors close and we walk in, we're in great shape. And I know I got a happy face and a smile and, you know, away we go, man. That's all it takes for me, really, Tuck. I mean, and I know that goes for Terry and Jordan, too. They're the same way. They're happy to be at the rink. They just want to coach. And I think, again, our team will be, we're going to be a very, very aggressive team and a very, very competitive team. You know, how many W's that's going to produce, I don't know. I think I told you earlier again that, you know, it would be great to get double-digit wins. Again, I think Colvin hooked us up with a really nice schedule that we can be competitive. And, you know, hopefully that'll just roll right into the February and into sections. And I just think we're going to be a fun team to watch. We're a motivated crew, period.
The Raider girls hockey team opens practice Monday, October 28th.